Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the October World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA lowered crop production and stock numbers as expected by most traders. Mike Zuzolo is president of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. He says this month's report falls somewhere between bullish and bearish for grains.
I think that's where it came in neutral for the wheat, neutral for the corn. We did see harvested acreage go down in the corn, and the yield just ticked down a tenth of a bushel. But we also lost some more ethanol demand, and exports didn't change. So I think neutral for the corn, neutral for the wheat, and I think maybe bullish for the soybeans, because we did slip below that 300 million bushel number. Talking to clients before the report, that what would be bullish probably would be something below 375. Well, they did better than that, and they did that by lower harvested acres. And I'm guessing for both corn and beans, it's because of the derecho issues in the upper Midwest, Iowa especially.
Zuzolo said there wasn't a lot of surprising numbers in the October WASDE.
No, I think that's where it goes back to next week when we come back. What I've talked to clients about is, other than the fiscal stimulus, the currencies, the metals markets, I do think that as we get closer to the election, we can't rule out, and I think we also probably need to actually expect the macro markets to play a bigger role. What I mean by that is the energies will play a bigger role. The Federal Reserve monetary policy will play a bigger role, because there's such a stark distinction between the two candidates in terms of foreign trade.
USDA says wheat supplies are reduced by 32 million bushels from the previous month on the combination of lower beginning stocks and production. Projected ending stocks dropped by 42 million bushels to 883 million, which would be the lowest ending stocks in 6 years. The season average farm price is up 20 cents a bushel to $4.70. Well, FFA and 4-H youth from across Oklahoma demonstrated their knowledge of the commercial cattle industry last week at the Oklahoma State Commercial Grading Cattle Contest in Bristow. AFR-OFU Cooperative sponsored the inaugural event, which boasted approximately 400 individual participants in more than 100 teams. To excel in the contest, participants employed their knowledge of high-quality cattle traits to choose breeding and market animals that would prove profitable in real-life production situations. The ability to identify the best animals within the herd or the auction ring is of utmost importance to a successful operation. Developing this skill early in life ensures the contestants' success as future cattle producers, said AFR-OFU Cooperative President Scott Bluebaugh. We're proud to sponsor a competition that translates to real-life situations and encourages Oklahoma's youth to pursue careers in production agriculture. Top-placing FFA included teams are from Stillwater, Oklahoma Union, Wyandette, and Henrietta. Top 4-H teams included Oklahoma Union, Hulbert, Crescent, Porham, and Porter. For a complete list of all the winners, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.